The president has unveiled his immigration plan today. Let me start at the end as opposed to the beginning. Huh? Well, I'll explain. It's not going to happen. The end. The reason it's not going to happen is because Chuck Grassley, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, and several other members of the Senate have come out and said there is no need for this. We don't want to consider this. It can't pass in the House, and Senate Republicans are saying, we don't want to do this. In fact, the president has privately consulted behind the scenes through Jared Kushner on this immigration plan, but Republicans don't want to pursue it. However, the president has an argument, and it's a Georgia argument, for why they should do this. Let me explain this to you. The McKinsey, you know, the McKinsey Consulting Group, they do all sorts of studies, economic studies and whatnot. Well, McKinsey and Company decided to do a study on their own. They weren't paid by anyone, but they decided to do a study of Georgia's economic trends. And there are some worrying signs for Georgia economically. Let me read you some numbers. According to McKinsey, Georgia has unfilled job openings in several sectors in 2018. 28,800 available jobs in transportation and logistics, 22,300 in sales, 22,200 in computing, 20,300 in healthcare, 16,700 in office and administration. Again, these are the number of jobs that are not filled. We are in an employment crisis in Georgia, or at least we're heading into one, not because we have too many unemployed people, but because we don't have enough people to fill the jobs that are available. So, by the way, this goes back to Chris Burns from Dynamic Money was here 2 weeks ago. And he made this point about the current economic news in the state. It is so good right now. There are so many openings that if you want a new job, go market yourself. Get your resume together and start shopping it around. We are at a full employment situation. There are a massive number of jobs that are not being filled in the state. Again, let me read you the numbers. These are the 2018 numbers from McKinsey & Company in Georgia. 28,800 unfilled jobs in transportation and logistics. 22,300 unfilled jobs in sales. 22,200 jobs unfilled in computing, 20,300 unfilled in healthcare, 16,700 unfilled in office and administration. That's just Georgia. So the president's got to do something because his advisors are starting to warn him that we need more workers in the country. And if we were to produce natural-born workers in this country, it would take a minimum of 18 years, 19 years really, to get them into the workforce, because it'd be 9 months in the womb and then 18 years before they get out of high school, forget college. So it would take us 19 years really to fill the natural board. So you know what we got to do? The thing some of you don't want to do, immigration. Loosen the standards on immigration. I mean, I don't need to read the numbers again, but you get the sense in Georgia, we need more workers here. We can lure workers from other parts of the country, but if you lure workers from other parts of the country, well, take for example, do we really want a bunch of people from California coming here? I mean, that was one of my chief objections to Amazon, bringing a bunch of skinny jeans wearing hipsters from Washington down to Georgia with their Washington atheistic, progressive, hostile to Christian values, and then no point. But where are we going to find the people if we're not attracting them from other states? And by the way, if we did attract them from other states, then those states suddenly have employment problems, because you got to fill the jobs in those states. So the president's got to do something, and his solution is to open borders. Now, not open borders in the way the left wants open borders. Essentially, what the president is doing is he wants to be able to open the border to more immigrants who are already skilled, already have the skills. But he also wants to open schools to immigrants who not only potentially have the skills, but could also then stay here. See, it's no good for us to be bringing people into this country, educating them, and then having them go to China or elsewhere. We got to find a way to keep them here. And so that's what the president's policy wants to do. Currently, only about 12% of immigrants are admitted into the country based on employment and skills. 66% are admitted based on family connections. And the president wants to flip those around. So 57% of the people who are coming would be based on employment. 33% would be based on family connections. The president, as he said all along, he wants to prioritize family connections based on either bringing children or bringing spouses or bringing parents in, not the extended family of first cousins, second cousins, first cousins once removed, aunts and uncles. So he wants to reshape that balance, but he really wants to make it easier for employers to bring into this country someone from abroad who wants to work in this country. Now, one of the things that this policy for the president, this rollout, doesn't touch is the Dreamers. This plan that the president is rolling out today takes no position on current illegal immigration. What it does try to do is reset the parameters for legal immigration. So, for example, instead of prioritizing people immigrating to this country who have existing relatives in this country, what the president wants to do is prioritize immigration of what he's calling extraordinary talent, people with professional or specialized vocation, and exceptional students. That is, students in other countries with good grades who want to come to college in the United States will prioritize allowing those people to come in, hopefully then finding them jobs in the United States to develop talent here. A real-world situation here. I was not an immigration attorney. I had to help a guy with an immigration situation when I was a lawyer, and he was a soccer coach. And he was a very, very good soccer coach, but soccer coaches, obviously, prioritizing British soccer coaches in the United States was not a high priority. Even for, at the time, it was the Bush administration. It wasn't. He had a job here. His visa was up for expiration, and there were people arguing that he should not be able to stay in the country. Even though he had an employer in this country who wanted him to stay as a soccer coach, the federal government gave us the runaround for a very long time on allowing him to stay because of his classification on his visa. There were Americans who could have done the work. The problem was there just actually weren't any Americans who wanted to do his job. And it was a convoluted, burdensome, bureaucratic process to try to keep a British soccer coach in the United States working for a private American school who wanted to keep him. We were successful, but it was still a pain in the butt to do. What the Trump administration wants to do, that process has actually gotten more complicated over time. What the Trump administration wants to do is they want to simplify the process by which if you have an employer in this country and they want an existing employee who is an immigrant to stay, they'll make it a lot easier for that company to keep that person's visa renewed. But also, if you have an employer or an employee out of the country who wants to come into this country, and the employer wants them to come, they'll make it easier not only for that employee to come, but to stay and not tie it to their job. Once they've worked for a number of years, they'll be able to stay if they want to seek American citizenship. That's actually a pretty good idea, because what happens is an employer brings someone from abroad here, and that person, one of two things happens. Either they stay with the company, and you've got to go through the burdensome renewal process over and over and over over time, or eventually they decide, you know what, I want to go work for someone else. I can get paid more. I want to stay here. I can benefit another company. And there's a just nightmare process of trying to make that move. And so this will streamline that. The Trump administration is saying that this is a Byzantine process, Byzantine bureaucracy. Very complicated, convoluted, hard to follow. It drives up costs. People have to hire lawyers. They shouldn't have to do that. They should be able to do it themselves. And we should prioritize finding people who want to come here to work, not people who want to come here because their family's already here. That sounds like a no-brainer to me. It sounds like a good idea. Of course, again, let's go to the end of this. Congressional Republicans are right now saying this isn't a deal starter. We don't even want to consider this. We're headed into an election season. We don't want to do this. The president's team this afternoon, though, is signaling he intends to make this a campaign issue if the Democrats won't go along with it. But the subtle hint there, he's saying if the Democrats won't go along with it, but the subtle implication is if the Republicans in Congress won't go along with this, he's going to make it a campaign issue whether they like it or not, because he really wants to do this. This president wants an immigration deal. Again, though, because I'm seeing people tweeting and emailing, this has nothing to do with he's not taking a position on the Dreamers. Illegal aliens are already here. This is only about fixing, streamlining, and making more simple the existing immigration process, legal immigration process into the country. I've been a Quip user for a long time. I saw an ad on Instagram for Quip, decided I'd give them a try, and I love them. And I want to take a time out from the show to tell you about Quip.